Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the 10-year-old Be Our Guest podcast. We're so glad that you're here. We're going to have a question here in just a second from listener Lindsay about her brother heading down celebrating the big 3-0 during the Flower and Garden Festival, looking for some great things to do. So we're going to tackle that here in just a second. First, a word from our sponsors. That includes our friends over at VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go let you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. I'm in the teens right now, guys. 18 days to go until I head down to Walt Disney World for a secret little trip. I can't wait to tell you all about it, but for right now, it's kind of a secret. We're going to be doing some cool stuff, doing some research for the show. You'll be shocked, I'm positive. But every time I get a call, a text, or post to social media, I see my Days to Go WDW app right here on my iPhone 7. Right now, I'm checking it out. A picture of Toy Story Midway Mania. I can't wait for Toy Story Land. We'll be back again in June for the grand opening. But I get excited every time I interact with my Apple device because it gets me excited for this next trip. You can do the same. So drop by virtualmickey.com today to download these and other great apps to turn your Apple device into a Disney device right now over at virtualmickey.com. Today's show also brought to you by our friends over at Milk Snob. As seen on ABC's Shark Tank, the iconic Milk Snob cover is a 5-in-1 and can be used as a cover for infant car seats, shopping carts, high chairs, infant swings, and even offers 360-degree coverage for nursing. Milk Snob's covers are designed, manufactured, and safety tested here in the USA. If you're looking for the perfect baby shower or new mom gift, this is it. Milk Snob is partnered with the wonderful world of Disney. The last character in their magical collection is found deep in the 100-acre wood. With a deep blue background, their design features all things Winnie the Pooh, including the chubby little cubby himself. Head over to MilkSnob.com to see the designs and make your first magical order. Again, that's MilkSnob.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1307 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks so much for dropping in. It's time to answer your listener questions. We've got some great ones lined up for you today. But first, we have the ladies that help. Well, actually, they answer most of the questions. I just read them, and I don't read them well all the time, but I do the best I can. Joining us from down in Atlanta, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
Bum-ba-da-dum! I'm here! Ta-da! That's all.
10 years in 1 week. How's it feel now that we're a week past the decade mark? We're just cruising right along. We've surpassed what I think Wedway is going to do. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm ready to retire. No, I'm just joking. No retirement here. I promise.
All right, we'll get ready to answer some questions. And also joining us to answer more of your great listener questions, Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, where the snow is still on the ground at the Magic for Less World Headquarters. What's up, Pam?
The world headquarters, international headquarters.
That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is still here. I still get to complain about it a little more. I'm just saying it's still snow, still here. But we did. What, Aaron, from the Yacht and Beach Club? Really?
I know.
Really?
Bragging.
No, good for you. Good for you. That's awesome. But anyways, yeah, so looking forward. Our agents, we're in the final stages of planning our agent education program. We're just weeks away now. So awesomely excited about that. Look for everything on social media. We'll be posting that. But we're taking agents down to Universal and Walt Disney World. Yes, Mike will be at Universal.
I'm so excited for this. I can't even tell you how excited I am.
Don't count on it till it happens. Southwest has refundable. I could push that out till June. We'll see. No, we'll see. We'll see. We'll maybe it'll happen. Maybe
no,
it'll happen.
No, you're going. Mike will be doing all the things at Universal. So.
If I see guys come to my house like in suits and shades, I'm like, I'm locking the doors, man. I don't want to be like taken hostage, you know? Like, don't they have a Men in Black ride or something where they're going to.
That is actually one of my favorite rides. I'm just going to say.
That ride is awesome. Don't even.
That ride, if they take that away, I'll be kind of sad someday. But, anyways, I know it will eventually happen. But yeah. So it's on, Mike Rahman. I challenge you on Men in Black. We'll see if he gets a better score.
Sounds good to me. Like we said, I went through the whole list of Universal attractions. Whole list. There's a lot of them down there. I'll give them that. The only attraction that I've seen or like the movie or the TV show or anything, E.T. That's the only thing. I've never seen anything else. So we'll see.
Yeah, but you haven't really seen many at Walt Disney World either, to be fair.
That's right. Let's be perfectly honest. Mike has hardly seen any Disney movie.
Seen a Disney movie.
I've seen the Tower of Terror movie with Steve Guttenberg. I've seen Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy.
Did that help expand your enjoyment of that attraction? Kind of, you think?
Yeah, I mean, it was featured prominently in the movie. And I've also seen the Country Bears, so that was a good one, too.
Wow.
The classics.
Some of the best ones of the Disney movies, right.
All
right,
well, let's get cracking here. First of all, real quick, because I got to give my lovers some, or my runners some love. My lovers some run, I almost said. What is wrong with me? I'm drinking my Coke Zero here. I know, it's been a long week already.
The Magic for Less will not be sponsored.
Well, you're good. It's a Wednesday, so you're not bringing this one to the masses. But yeah, it's almost like it was a Stormy Daniels interview or something here. It's crazy. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I don't know what's happening, but I'm so glad we're live as we record this tonight. Anyway, so for our runners that I love that are trying to, you know, make it into spring here, you know, snow some places and we're doing our best, but guess what? We can start worrying about Marathon Weekend 2019 for next January. Tomorrow on Thursday, we can let you know about those awesome group rates. But can I say the five resorts that we got? Because I'm pumped about this. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Just want to make sure I'm not getting canned. Okay, and I don't want Disney coming after me because they're already mad. I'm saying I'm going to Universal. Mickey's already giving me the side eye. So anyway, here we go. We have five great resorts, and I'm really excited for this selection, better than last year. We're talking Disney's Pop Century Resort. We went for the best value resort. Newly refurbished rooms by next January. You're going to get a great rate over there. We've got Riverside. Of course, that's my favorite overall Walt Disney World resort. We've also got Caribbean Beach at a killer price. So you're going to have to find out more details on that. And then in the deluxe category, back, because this was so popular last year, it's the first one to sell out, Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. And, of course, we got to have one right there in the Epcot Resort area, Beach Club. So if you want to stay at any of those five resorts, awesome rates. So we can start booking those tomorrow, Thursday. So shoot me an email, mike@brguestpodcast.com. Just let me know what you're looking for. We'll get you all the details there. They're too hot to be put out on social media anywhere. We can't post them. So you just got to email. We'll talk privately that way. But Pam, is it true? I've heard rumors. Free parking? Is that true with these rooms? No way.
Your parking will be included with these rooms. So, and the rates that we have, the parking will be included. So, yeah, there will not be an extra charge for it when you check in. So, that's pretty awesome. I know. So many of our agents, we sold out early of Beach Club and Polynesian. Both of those went fast. When we talked about where we wanted to go, we all really decided Pop Century, just because with those renovated rooms, it was a no-brainer. Who wouldn't want to pay, like, you know, basically a couple dollars more to stay at Pop Century versus one of the other all-stars.
You almost said the price. I was almost going to have to beep you because I don't want you getting canned by the mouse, you know, like coming after you. Just don't say it.
Yes,
it's
too hot to say. And then we wanted to offer two moderate options. One because Port Orleans Riverside's a fan favorite, and the other for guests who were really just trying to be conscious of price, mm-hmm. but wanted to stay at one of the moderate resorts. And we have Caribbean Beach for that. And by the way, by that time, most of the construction is going to be done anyways over there, so you're going to be enjoying a renovated Caribbean Beach for all intents and purposes, and we'll also be paying a lower rate for that too. So anyways, looking forward to that. Like Mike said, you can stop by and request a quote with those specials, and we'll be able to go ahead and quote them starting Thursday.
Finally, you can quit emailing me and saying, when are the rates going to be out? They're going to be out tomorrow. We're good. I know that you're excited. I'm excited too, so we're all happy. That makes me very happy. All right, let's get to the questions. Enough gabbing here. Enough embarrass myself enough. All right. First question's from Kristen. She's from wild and wonderful West Virginia, 188 miles from Pam, but is a lifelong Detroit Red Wings fan. We try to stay out of Pittsburgh. She said, sorry, not sorry. Well, Pam, you kind of have the last joke on the old Red Wings. They're not in the playoffs this year. They're pretty horrible, so you're set. Anyway, Mike, Pam, and Ricky, I'm busy planning our summer 2018 trip and have a dining plan question. I initially did not think that the dining plan would be a good value for us, but after doing some detailed Disney number crunching, I think it will be after all. Since we'll be there during the Food and Wine Festival, we're considering converting some quick service credits to foods from booths on our Epcot day. Can we use our kids' quick service credits for three snacks at the booths as well? I know the dining plan usually doesn't differentiate between kids and adults for quick service meals, but I'm wondering if I can get away with feeding them peanut butter and jelly kids' meals, paying out of pocket, so my husband and I can make the most of those credits at the kiosk. Thanks for your help, Kristen. All right, Pam, what do you know about that? I mean, I know that they don't really differentiate at the quick service places. What about if you're trying to cash them in there?
You're absolutely right. This is the way I would use them. If I had children who were under 10, I'd be like, kids, Lunchables for you or whatever. They have those little Smuckers on Crustables. Yes. I buy a bunch of those.
I eat those all the time. They're in the freezer right now. Here.
Here you go.
Amazon, and then they get it that way. Let's go.
And then I'd be like, Dad and I are going to be using your credits at the food booths. And that's how we roll.
All right.
And the next time you want to contribute to the vacation fund, then we'll talk about how you get to use your dining credits. No, it's a great way to use those dining credits. You're absolutely right. For quick service meals, Disney does not distinguish between adult and children meals. So absolutely use them for that. And by the way, that also means when you're using your quick service meals at your resort or another quick service location that has alcohol and you want to partake in an alcoholic drink, make sure that you're using quick service meals and order something that comes, you know, order alcohol that comes with it. Use them for the adults, or at least, you know, say they're being used for an adult.
Absolutely. Disney.
Even if you have to break up into two parties, you go get two and then your husband goes and gets whatever. I mean, use them at different times. You know, think of ways to do that. That's just good sense. So
totally is. And that's why we're here. We're trying to make the most of your Disney trip. And that's one way to do it. You got to think outside the box. All right. Let's see here. Leah's got a question here in the chat. She says, hey, guys, from the UK, love this channel. Is Disney doing anything for May the 4th? Thanks, guys. Ricky, is the Force with us on May the 4th this year? May the 4th be with you.
It kind of depends. It's so hard to say. It sometimes is with us on May the 4th. Usually, Disney will have like a shirt for May the 4th and Revenge of the 5th. And those are usually sold at like
that's
Disney
so
Hollywood
sad.
Studios.
That's so sad. That's just a marketing thing. Boy, that
I know,
is so sad.
I know. I've been there when they had more special events. But, you know, the past couple years, they haven't really done anything really super special. Just had some merchandise. I think that was mainly the big thing.
I'm sure they had a cupcake.
Yeah.
I mean, they always have a cupcake. The Darth Vader cupcake is always at Hollywood Studios. So if you are looking to celebrate May the 4th, and this is what I've done in the past, we went to Disney's Hollywood Studios on the 4th and did like all the Star Wars stuff. So, you know, I'd do the March of the First Order, go to the launch bay, you know, you've got the fireworks. So just really have a Star Wars day. And then the next day is Cinco de Mayo. And so, of course, you want to go to Epcot and celebrate.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Get some Taco Bell out on International Drive.
No Taco Bell. No. Go to the Mexico Pavilion, get some tequila from La Cava del Tequila, or go get some chips and dip from, stand outside and you'll be good.
Think about this. How many chili cheese burritos could you get at Taco Bell for the price of one shot at the Cava del Tequila? You could stuff yourself.
It's
silly.
Like the time I rolled into Epcot in the morning. Dude in front of me had a 20-pack of soft tacos from Taco Bell.
That's it. I remember that.
9 a.m. This is right. A throat drop, for goodness sakes. I'm
like,
dude.
He probably bought those the night before.
Where have they been?
I don't know, because you couldn't have gotten those tacos that early in the morning at that point.
And this was before Taco Bell started.
Exactly.
Now they have those tacos that are like a fried egg shell. I'm curious about those. I haven't gone all in on that yet, but I'm curious.
Looking at them make me ill, I'm just saying. Anyway. And I love an egg, but that egg in particular looks so bad.
Yes, it could kill you. All right, Ben's up next. Hey, Mike, I just recently found the BOG podcast, and I'm really enjoying it. My wife and I are headed to Walt Disney World for her 31st birthday without our 8-month-old in late May, the 17th to the 20th. And I was wondering what special suggestions you might have for our long weekend. We're DVC members and staying at Animal Kingdom Jumbo, planning to hit all the parks and maybe a water park that Friday or Saturday. Only ADR we have is for California Grill to enjoy the fireworks. Simply put, my question is, what things can we do or buy to make her day special? Or birthday special. I know you can pick up a happy birthday button at guest relations, but what else? Thanks so much. All right, Ricky, they're looking for a 31st birthday trip to make it awesome. What suggestions do you have?
So I would suggest maybe ordering a cake from Disney. You can do that through their special cake line. Or, you know, I'm wondering, this makes me wonder now if Amorettes will do something special. I don't know if they'll, you know, bring a cake or not, but at least you can maybe, you know, contact them and see if they can do something as well. But definitely the cake line can, for sure.
I would totally do that. I'd do that Jiko Boma tour. I mean, you're there. You're at Animal Kingdom Lodge. That's kind of fun, you know, and it's free, too. I mean, I'm cheap, but I'm just saying it's free. And it actually is. It's very interesting if you're into the lodge itself, and especially if you're into food. It's a neat thing. Okay, go ahead, Pam. Sorry about that.
It was no. So I was going to say I had checked with Amorettes to see if they were able to deliver yet to Disney resorts, and they haven't been. But we have gone over there and picked up something special that we wanted. And it was, you know, so if you have transportation and can go get over there, or hey, if you have Uber, you can do it there too. But anyways, yeah, so definitely try there. They're just, I mean, I think Disney is the perfect place to celebrate. Make sure you let, if you're eating at a sit-down restaurant that night, make sure you let them know that you're celebrating a birthday. They may help you celebrate as well and make that occasion even more special. So
enjoy it, and happy birthday to your wife. It's going to be awesome. All right, Jennifer's up next. We'll be at Walt Disney World, the Contemporary, speaking of California Grill, from April 21st to the 28th. And we're excited to hear about the new Pixar Children's Experience at the Contemporary. I'm wondering how strict they typically are on the age requirements for these programs. My son will be a couple months shy of 4 years old, August 3rd birthday, but has been fully potty trained for nearly a year and has been in a preschool environment since he was a baby, so he's rather mature and adept at group settings. His 5-year-old sister would also be accompanying him. Would we be able to send our son, or will we have to prove about his age? Love the show. Thanks for all you do, Jennifer. So, Ricky, do you want to? You talked about this a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, about this new experience around Pixar at the Contemporary. I believe it's in the old arcade location, right?
It is in the old arcade location. And basically what it is it's this experience where kids can go. They can have a special evening with characters from Toy Story and characters from The Incredibles. They have fun and games that you can do, activities. It's kind of a lot like basically what you would get on Disney Cruise Line.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like the Oceaneer Club and Oceaneer Lab. They get to do activities and stuff like that. As far as the age limit, I don't think
they're going to be checking. There's really no way to, I mean, I don't think they're going to be asking for like a birth certificate, but I mean, Pam, what do you think? You're a parent. I mean, obviously we want to follow Disney's rules. They're there for a reason. That's what I say, you know, because it's probably going to be there the next time you come back, hopefully if you're coming back. But I mean, the thing is, you know, how is Disney proving it? I mean, I think it's kind of an honor system, to be honest.
I would, but you know what? In situations like this, I always give Disney a call and ask what their policy is. There are some things that they're absolutely, they will not budge on, and there are some things where there's a little flexibility. So I always feel that honesty is the best policy. I mean, you know, the last thing you want is everyone, you know, them saying at the beginning of things, so is everyone here, you know, so 6 years and older, and your child's like, no,
right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, that kind of thing, but just, you know, figure it out and have a conversation with Disney about it and see if they offer any flexibility in that policy.
Good call. All right. Brandon is up next. Hey, Mike, Ricky and Pam, happy 10th anniversary. My family and I are headed out for our first Disney World trip on July 1st through the 7th. Hey, Brandon, I'll be down there at the same time. We'll have to say hello. We have three kiddos going 6, 4, and 2 and decided to stay at the Polynesian for the sake of convenience. And if it's 100% humidity, why not pretend you're in the South Pacific? That's good. That's good thinking there, Brandon, because it will. It'll feel very South Pacific-ish. It'll be July 1st to the 7th. It's just like walking on the sun. We have ADRs squared away, but I've been debating upgrading to a club level room for the benefit of getting the 90-day out access and 3 additional fast passes per day, plus the reserve section for evening shows. The additional cost on top of the vacation would add a 25% premium on top of our trip for the 5 days we'd be in the parks. We likely will be back in 3 years once all the new rides are up and running. Would you say this is worth it to maximize the trip? I know we could move resorts and save a bit, but the convenience factor feels significant given the ages of the kids and the fact that I get a Dole Whip every day. What would be your advice? I'm in Denver, Colorado, 1,450 miles from Pittsburgh and 850 miles from St. Louis. Thanks so much. And actually, Brandon, my daughter Paige is in Denver, Colorado this week for spring break. They're up in the mountains having a good time. All right. So, Pam, I mean, because Ricky, I mean, I know that you, when you're on Florence's dime with her DVC points, you splurge, but you don't typically do it on your own.
Not typically. No.
I don't either.
No.
You know,
I live with the cheapest man alive.
I can't. I'm with you. You know what? I stayed club level one night at Beach Club, and I felt like I was a rock star.
I can't even say that. So, yeah.
I've done it for like, you know, a matter of 18 hours. So, Pam, what would you say? Because there are, Disney's enticing you to stay club level with the extra fast passes, extended booking windows. So what say you to a situation like Brandon's?
I think it really depends on will you use the amenities offered at that level. I mean, first of all, club level does make your vacation a little easier and a little easier to plan. And you also have that ability to purchase the extra fast pass if you so choose. But remember, that would be in addition to the amount that you're already going to pay to do that. But here's some of the things that are offered with club level. They have a continental breakfast every morning. They have sort of a tea snack service in the afternoon. And it's really just drinks and a few like snacky items like crudité and things like that. Then in the early evening, they have hors d'oeuvres, both hot and cold, that are available. Beer and wine also that are available during that time. And then they also have in the evening sort of desserts and cordials. So that in itself is part of the upcharge, right? The fact that really for most people, you'll be able to get breakfast there and that will be covered as part of your club level stay. The rest of the things aren't really designed to replace a meal. I've seen lots of people try to replace a meal, but I mean, you know, it's really just appetizers and things like that, but it's a nice addition to your meal or before you're going out for the evening, if you're going to have a lighter dinner, something like that. At the Polynesian in particular, there are other benefits in terms of where the concierge lounge is located. And it's located in a building where they have a lovely view of the Magic Kingdom fireworks. So they pipe the music in, you kind of get to your location, have a little dessert and cordial. Life's not bad. Just saying, that's a nice way to spend the evening. So you can do that as well. You also have sometimes upgraded toiletries. You know, you have the services of the concierge itinerary planners there at your resort. You can have a little powwow with them and have them assist if you need some help getting dining reservations or whatnot. So it's really dependent upon will you use those services as offered in that lounge? And if you will, then I think it's fun. I mean, it just really is. The times that we stay concierge, we really try to just focus on enjoying those benefits, enjoying the resort, and taking advantage of those services. And it's a nice way to go on vacation, I'm going to say. There's not much wrong with concierge.
What I would say, too, for this situation is if you're not sure, what I might do is book a split within Polynesian itself. Maybe do the first 3 or 4 nights is just what you have right now in your non-club level room. And then it gives you something to look forward to on the tail end of your trip. You're going to get the booking extended window for that part of the trip. You're going to have those amenities, the lounge and stuff like that. So maybe do a split where you stay concierge for half and, regular for half. And that way you can kind of get your feet wet and you're not, all in on 25% premium. It cuts your price down a little bit too.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
We'll see. I mean, because you don't know until you try it. All right. Next question is from Dan. He says, planning my first Disney vacation and love listening to the pod. We're just the pod. I love that. We did a lot of, we're the pod. We did a lot of tour planning using touring plans prior to our 60-day out mark, so we know what fast passes to book and when to book them. We got everything we wanted at the time we wanted, except for Toy Story Mania, which had no availability on Memorial Day. Talk about first world problems. I had to reroute our entire plan for that day. Not magical. I know that day is an 11 out of 10 on the crowd calendar, but since we're actually 66 days out from Memorial Day, I'm assuming that the FastPass was not 100% booked, but is actually still closed for Toy Story Mania through the end of May due to construction. I've looked and looked for info online, and all I see is that if I was going, that it was going to be back up for the first or second week of May. Is availability released at some point? Or if availability is released at some point, I may try to switch our Rock and Roller Coaster Fast Pass with Toy Story Mania. Do you and the crew have any insight on this? If you guys wanted to ride both Toy Story and Rock and Roller Coaster on a busy park day, which would you Fast Pass and which would you rope drop? Thanks, Barry or Dan. Okay, so Ricky, so there's no Fast Passes right now for Toy Story, right? Is that the situation? It's standby only?
What they're doing is they are actually switching the queue. So right now, because Toy Story Mania is actually they're going to close off that area right now, or when Toy Story Land opens, they're going to close off the area where Toy Story Mania's entrance is, and it's going to be on the backside of where it is now, you know, in Toy Story Land. So because of that, they are actually working on rerouting the queue as we speak. So they are not offering fast passes, and the lines are, you know, kind of long because of that. So, you know, that's something that you are going to have to consider. And of course, as we see, you know, they are saying early May, but it may not be early May. It may be the end of May before, you know, they actually get this all done. We don't know. I'm guessing that they're probably erring on the side of caution at this point. So I would say keep your eye out. If they are going to release them, they will be, you know, you'll find out. Trust me, it'll be on social media everywhere. Hey, fast passes are ready.
Yep.
So, you know, that's kind of what I would do, is just kind of keep my eye out. And if you're wanting to ride Rock and Roller Coaster and Toy Story Mania, I would get to the park early. Obviously, if there's no fast passes, get to the park early and then ride Toy Story first and then keep your fast pass for Rock and Roller Coaster. And that might be what I would suggest anyway, is either get to the park early and, you know, ride Rock and Roller Coaster first with the fast pass, or if you can get a Toy Story fast pass, use that one. Or you can always do, you know, the single rider line, but I find that the single rider line at Rock and Roller Coaster really, really, really takes a long time.
So yeah, it's not a huge advantage. I mean, it does get you on quicker, but not significantly. It's not like you're waiting 10 minutes instead of 100. It's kind of a crapshoot, though. Both of those really get a long line quick. I mean, you're not, either way, kind of whatever works best.
And the capacity for Toy Story Mania, I'm hearing, is going to be very, very, very poor heading towards the switchover, too, because, you know, they're literally taking, like, the queue and just chopping it. So, I mean, it's going to be a little torturous here moving forward for at least a couple months, unfortunately.
All right, Callie's got the next question. Can I ask a parks question? Well, yes, you may, Callie. We're planning on going to a Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween party prior to our cruise. We are not annual pass holders and plan on using Memory Maker. I know I can purchase a one-day pass for $59.99 after we have a picture taken. We aren't staying on site and won't have magic bands unless we use old ones. I know they would give me a card to scan, but because we're a larger group and might split up at some point, if everyone uses old magic bands, would all the pictures be linked, or would they only be there on the scanned card? Thanks, Callie. All right, Pam, so how would that work? Because they're not staying on site, they're not APs, they're getting a one-day memory maker, just going to the Halloween party, so lots of picture opportunities there. So how would that work if they're breaking up?
So in order for the photos to be on one person's FastPass account or PhotoPass account, you all still need to be linked in My Disney Experience. You'll each need, even though you're staying off site, you'll want to go ahead and create an account if you haven't done so already. That's how you'll go ahead and make your FastPass arrangements prior to arriving at Walt Disney World, and make sure you're the person who is going to hold the PhotoPass account or purchase the PhotoPass will have to make sure that they're friends with everyone else who will be taking photos. The only issue that will be is because you are breaking up, it would be easier to do this if you all had magic bands, like purchase magic bands for that, so that you could somehow have something that you can give to the PhotoPass photographer to have that scanned. Otherwise, that's going to cause problems. You're absolutely right. Even though you are going to be friends, in My Disney Experience, there, whatever's being scanned for the PhotoPass won't, you know, won't be something that links up. So that will be a challenge for you. I think if you want, if everybody wants to save this money so that they don't have to buy the one-day PhotoPass themselves, they're probably going to have to buy a magic band for that too, or that one person's going to have to be in all the photos. If the one person's in all the photos, it's all good. If not, then that'll be a challenge.
You're in the photo. I love that old DVD.
Right?
Was it the happiest celebration on earth? That's my Ricky. Wasn't that a Brian's favorite? The old "You're in the photo."
We both love that one. They were so good back then when they did that. That was awesome.
If you missed that in the Disney days, you missed out. Boy, that was a great planning video. He was the guy that just, he checked out all the benches in all the parks. He was the bench guy.
He did.
Love that guy. All right. And there was the like young teenager that had to do all the thrill rides and the mom who did the shopping. It was so stereotypical, really, now looking back at it.
Stacy, Dave.
You're so terrible.
And Aaron. I know them all. Yes.
You're in the photo. Okay. Marlisa's got the next question. Hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. I've been listening to the BOG podcast since I found it last summer. It had been catching up on all the older episodes as well. Recently joined the Lizards, and now I'm finally sending in my first email. Well, thank you so much. My boyfriend and I are planning our first trip to Disney World for early November 2018. It's also his first trip ever and my first trip since I was a kid. We've booked a king's bedroom at Port Orleans Riverside. Oh, a king. Okay, I get it. A king-size bedroom. Okay, I got it. I was thinking, is there a new kind of, like, the royal guest rooms? I'm like, okay, maybe they added a new kind, but I didn't know.
I was like,
that's awesome. I need that when I stay there. It's always a princess thing. Anyway, at Port Orleans Riverside for 8 days, 7 nights, and could not be more excited. We also have 5 park day tickets booked, and we want 1 full day for Disney Springs, resort hopping, etc. Who knows? Maybe the monorail crawl. My question is this. Which park do you think we should give a second day to? My initial thought was Epcot, since we'll be going during Food and Wine, which, as a side note, sounds amazing, if not a bit overwhelming, but would love to hear your thoughts. Also, well, let's stop there. Okay, so they have 5 days in the parks. Obviously, they're going to go to each park once. They're not there all the time. So, Ricky, what would you, they're leaning towards Epcot because of Food and Wine. Would you agree?
I think my two choices would be either Epcot or the Magic Kingdom, just because the Magic Kingdom has so much to do, but then Epcot has all the food. So I think that you can't be wrong either with either one.
Yeah, Pam, I mean, I'm totally with Ricky on that, because I think you're going to be really drawn to the Magic Kingdom for just the nostalgia of the Disney experience. But I mean, Food and Wine, it's you can't do that in one day. I mean, you only got one stomach. You're not an animal with like 7 stomachs.
I know. I'm totally with you too. I really am torn between Magic Kingdom and Epcot. It just is so challenging. The thing that I will say is, what's great about the Magic Kingdom is you often are able to get more fast pass after your initial 3.
Right.
So maybe you'll have a really productive day. Sometimes the hours there are much longer than they are at the other parks. So maybe you'll really be able to get things done. But, you know, if not, I think you're going to be tempted to do that. But then on the other hand, Epcot, hello, Food and Wine. It's too hard. This is too hard of a question. Our heads will explode.
Yep. You're smarter than us, Marlisa. Just follow the force.
Go with your gut. Yeah, exactly. Go with your gut.
Use the force. That's it. Okay. Also, what are your thoughts on a great character meal experience, probably for breakfast for 2 adults? 1900 Park Fair, Tusker House, something else entirely. I'm a pescatarian. Look at that. I can say it. Eating a mostly vegetarian diet plus fish. So good fish and veggie options are a must. For breakfast, though? Okay, I don't know. Okay, so I'm just thinking. I'm a Taco Bellitarian, so I eat everything.
No,
I eat all kinds of garbage. Salmon. Anyway, so here's what I was thinking before I got to the pescatarian part, and I don't know if this would exclude her, maybe, but for two adults, a great breakfast, a great character breakfast, I think that is easy to get in and that is undersold. Besides Tusker House and 1900, those are good choices. But I like the Lilo and Stitch over at the Polynesian. I think that's a really good breakfast, and it's kind of underrated. So, Pam, any other suggestions for breakfast character meal for two adults?
I think that there are good, I think you might do well at a restaurant that is a buffet because of the expanse of choices. So I think 1900 Park Fair is an interesting one to attend. And I think just being at the Grand Floridian is fun. Getting to explore that resort a little bit is a nice option. And I also think that Cape May Cafe is a great choice as well, because there are just so many options there. The one thing I'll let you know is go ahead when you're checking in and making your reservations to let them know your dietary restrictions, and they may have a chef come over and talk with you to make sure that the meal is meeting your specific needs. So.
Cape May is a good call. Cape May is a good call. I like that. I like that. Except you got Goofy running around in like a bikini. So that's kind of weird. But other than that.
So the chat had a good.
Not quite a bikini.
No. I'm gonna go with what the chat says. And they say Akershus because they have some fish options at breakfast. So that's a good choice. My suggestion is Tusker House, or because I think that they have a lot of like unique things. But, you know, my other suggestion, although it's not a character meal, is Boma. But I think Boma is very similar to Tusker House, so I think that Tusker House is going to be the better choice there.
All right, just thank you so much. The best part of planning this trip has been getting to really become a part of the Disney World fan community, where I've gotten to talk and listen to great, positive people like you three. Thank you for making my day better with each and every podcast episode. I'm sure you'll hear from me again as I continue to obsess over planning. Welcome to the party there, Marlisa. Have a great day. I'm originally from Scranton, Pennsylvania, about 4.5 hours away from Pam, but live and work in NYC. Never been to NYC, but I've heard about it. I've heard it's a big city.
I know Pam has.
All right, we got to get to this one here. Let's see. Oh, there was Marlisa is actually in the live Facebook today. So look at that. She put another question, but we're reading the email question. So, boy, that's doubling up there. All right, here we go. Lindsay's got the next question. Hi, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. I'm taking a quick 3-day trip to Pop Century in April with my family for my big brother's 30th birthday. And I had a couple questions. See, if you put big brother in there, you trick me. I thought it was a question about reality TV this summer. You got me, Lindsay. You got me. Number one. Our first day, we are getting in early, dropping off our bags at the resort, and heading straight to Epcot. Being that it's my brother's big 3-0, I don't know why I can't say that, I have to make sure everyone knows. Is there somewhere at Epcot that I can grab a birthday button for him, or can I grab one at our resort? Pam, you can get those buttons everywhere, right? Where should they get them?
Head
straight to Epcot.
You should absolutely be able to pick them up at your resort. Don't worry. They will be there. They'll have those buttons on hand and at all the parks and Disney Springs. So you're in luck. They're everywhere.
All right. Two, even though we are Disney World veterans, we are flower and garden rookies. What's the best specialty alcoholic drink to grab as we stroll through World Showcase? Pam, this one's all you. What to grab there for the big 3-0 celebration?
Man, so there is this violet drink that is very, very pretty, and I hear it tastes very good too, but so many, each one of the booths has a specialty drink in most cases. So make sure you look at the menus over at the Mouse for Less. They have all the food booth menus, and check out those menus, because I think the best drink so depends on your taste. They also have a great one over in France as well. So I'm just naming a couple. They have many, many. So check out the menu first, and then you'll be able to pick one, I'm sure, that meets your needs.
All right. Lindsay says, thank you for all your help and bringing the Disney spirit into my life 3 days a week. She is from Cape May, New Jersey, not to be confused with the Cape May Cafe, 393 miles from Pam. P.S. Mike, I know I'm from New Jersey, but my dad grew up watching WGN, so we're diehard Cubs fans in this family. Cubs go. You know what? We're ahead of the Cubs in the standings right now, so what's up? Because the season doesn't start till tomorrow. So anyway, we're good. We're all tied. But you know what? I grew up watching WGN and WOR out of New York when I was a kid, and obviously TBS, WTBS back in the day. So I'm a huge baseball fan. So I always watched Harry Carey and Steve Stone, and because they were all day games back before they had light. That's how old I am. Back before they had lights for the Cubs. So yeah, used to watch those and the Mets games and of course the Braves on the Superstation. So that's how it was back in In the old days. All right, let's close. You know what? I'm going back to that question from Marlisa because it's a great question, even though we answered one of hers already. I want to throw this up here and answer this one. She has a great question. It's going to be the last question today. How do you all balance making a good plan with relaxing and going with the flow? It's getting closer to my ADR day for my trip, and my boyfriend and I are taking this November. And while I love planning and research, I feel like I'm driving myself a little crazy with worrying about getting from place to place, picking reservation times, etc. I think this is something that we all fight with as Disney fans because we want to have, you know, I want to put in, you know how you have those animated GIFs, like the perfect cheer? Like you want to have, like, the perfect plan. If you're watching on video, I'm doing it. The perfect plan. I'm sharp and everything, like the perfect cheer. Anyway, so that's important, especially nowadays. You know, if you're going during a busy time, say you're going over a race weekend or something, you know, especially like the Wine and Dine race weekend, that's a busy, busy weekend. You want to have fast passes. You want to have ADRs. You want to be ready to go. But I mean, you can't obsess over that either, Pam. I think this is that fine line that you have to walk every time you plan a Disney vacation.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the things that is so important is that once you make a decision on, be it your resort or your dining plan or the tickets or even the kind of plan of attack that you have for each day, you have to kind of let that part go of your vacation. Don't second guess yourself. Don't trust, you know, the opinion of someone that you've never met on the internet or a lousy review. I can't tell you how many times we have someone come to us and say, I just read this horrible review about insert resort here, because each one of them has a horrible review. And I'm so worried about this now. Don't do that to yourself. You know, I don't think there's a wrong choice that you can make. You know, there just isn't. All the Disney resorts have something to offer. The only thing I will say is if this is something that is really going to bother you and impact your ability to keep moving forward with the planning, because there are steps you have to take all along the way, at that point, take a moment to address that. And if it's like, you know what, we're staying at a value and I'm just not sure that we're going to have enough space. There's four of us, you know, I have two boys, they're both teenagers, they're big, I feel like we're all going to be in each other's way, blah, blah, blah. Can you talk to me about a moderate resort? Then go ahead and talk with your travel counselor about that. But other than that, just go with it, make the decision and enjoy. You know your family better than anyone else. You know what you appreciate, what you don't appreciate, what you need and you don't need. So feel confident in that.
Yeah, I think in this case, what you got to do is, you know, in 180 days out, go ahead. I mean, because you may as well get exactly what you're looking for. And you can almost guarantee that doing your ADRs at 180 days. And then when 60 days comes around, grab those fast passes, because those things are money in the bank. Like Pam said, you want to have those, because when you have those, you're going to have peace of mind for the 6 months prior to the trip for your dining and the 2 months prior to your trip for your fast pass experiences. So that peace of mind is something to be said. Now, of course, people are always tweaking and modifying. But the thing is that you can't, like Pam said, you just can't keep second guessing, you know, because you're probably not going to use all those fast passes. Something's going to come up. You're going to miss one. You're going to change one. You're going to do something else. You may not even eat at all those restaurants you think you will, you know, 5 months from now. So, Ricky, final thoughts on this, because it is hard. And I know you're more of like you book your trips a little bit closer into the travel dates, but that's in some ways, that's like freeing, because you don't have 6 months or 9 months or a year to stew over all the details, because you're going to have a great trip regardless in most cases.
So, you know, you're right. I am sort of a fly by the seat of my pants planner now, but I didn't used to be. And, you know, I never really second guessed myself a lot when I did do a lot of planning. When I did all the planning, I would set together, Brian and I would go over everything and we'd figure out a plan. And we wouldn't change from there. We would, you know, we'd just go with it. So I knew that I made the best choice for my vacation at that moment. And that's kind of how I went with things. I made the best choice for the vacation at the moment and then went on with it from there. And I had a great time. I never second guessed anything. So.
But do we get, let me ask you this, Ricky. So do we get caught up though, because we're Disney fans. And I mean, especially you know, you're writing blog posts every day. And I mean, there is always a perceived chance to make your trip better in your planning, you know, because you're always trying to upgrade or, you know, like, oh, maybe I can get this time a little closer to what I'm looking for. Maybe instead of having a 5:30 dinner, I can do a 6 o'clock dinner. It gives me a little bit more in the afternoon. I mean, I think that you can drive yourself crazy with that stuff, but I mean, some people like that too. I mean, I think it just kind of depends on your personality too.
Absolutely. I mean, it totally depends on your personality. You can second guess yourself all day if you want to, you know, but I think that it really will be okay. You're going to have a great trip, and you're right. Being in the Disney community, you do read about things all the time about new changes or, you know, whatever. There's always something changing. There's always a new event that's taking place or a new, you know, thing that's come about or whatever, a new restaurant dish to try or, you know, something like that. So, like I said, when I was doing planning and I planned out my vacations. I mean, to the letter, I had, you know, a notebook that I had all my, you know, confirmation numbers in and everything. Like I was that kind of planner at one point, and I didn't second guess myself once. Brian and I had a plan. We were good. And I think that that's kind of what I, you know, came up to is once the plan was in place, especially back then, cause you know, ADRs, I mean, not that it's not hard to get them now, but you know, that they were, it was something that I stressed out a lot about, you know, yes. So I did have them at 180 days of the ones that I wanted. And we did that plan before 180 days. But once I made the 180 day mark, I didn't second guess myself at all.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's Listener Question Show. Thanks for the great questions. Thanks for tuning in live here on Facebook. We appreciate that so much. We record every Monday, usually around 5:30 Eastern. So just drop in and see what's going on. We have the live broadcast going there and you can hop onto the show there. And lots of fun. If you want to send in a question, mike@brguestpodcast.com. Don't forget today's episode brought to you by our friends over at Virtual Mickey, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. Ricky, real quick, what are we reading about this week on Theme Park News, Disney Edition?
Okay, so this week, and it's pulling up, and I had it all ready to go, and it's still not up for me. So this week, we are going to go with a new counter service restaurant at Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort. It's now open. It's a walk-up counter service window called Spyglass Grill. It's going to be serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Spyglass Grill is located near the pool in Trinidad South, and it's operating from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Breakfast items include a cream cheese guava stuffed French toast. Oof. And a breakfast Cuban. Lunch and dinner includes some things like a chorizo burger, and then for dessert, there is a passion fruit tres leches. So, really good to hear that at least there are some new dining options at Caribbean Beach instead of a tent. So that's good news for people who are staying at Caribbean Beach moving forward here soon.
And you know what, too? Seriously, I mean, it's at the other end of the resort there. And I mean, you know, back in the day, you needed to get renourished by the time you made it up to the front of the resort. That's a hike. So I'm glad to see that they're addressing, like, making dining. It looks like moving forward, there's going to be dining locations, not just in one central location.
Hopefully. That's what I'm thinking. That'll be good.
And a breakfast Cuban, man. That sounds good. I've never thought about a breakfast Cuban. Mm-hmm. I love Cubans.
Yeah. See? There you go.
All right.
Something new to try.
I like it. And see, there you go. I'm tweaking my plans. I'm staying at Caribbean Beach. No, I'm not right now.
That's right.
Anyway, so, you know, check out all the great news over on Theme Park News Disney Edition, a free iOS app at virtualmickey.com. Today's show also brought to you by friends over at milksnob.com. They're seen on Shark Tank. The iconic Milk Snob cover is a 5-in-1 and can be used as a cover for infant car seats, shopping carts, high chairs, infant swings, and even offers 360-degree coverage for nursing. Milk Snob's covers are designed, manufactured, and safety tested here in the good old USA. If you're looking for the perfect baby shower or new mom gift, this is it. Milk Snob is partnered with the Wonderful World of Disney. The last character in their magical collection is found deep in the 100-acre wood. Ricky, what character are we doing this week?
Winnie the Pooh.
That sounds like it. With a deep blue background, their design features all things Winnie the Pooh, including the chubby little cubby himself. That's right. Head over to milksnob.com to see the designs and make your first magical order. Again, that's milksnob.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike. Great Facebook group over at facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. And interact with us. We love talking with you guys. And we appreciate all the well wishes and the kind words for the 10th anniversary. You guys couldn't do it without you. So thank you. It's a big thank you to you guys. Not, you know, we just get to talk Disney, but it's because you guys download the show and spread the word. So thank you so much for that. And we're going to be back on Friday. We're going to kind of give you just a bunch of stuff to make your trip, your next trip better when heading down to Walt Disney World. Just some of the knowledge that we've talked about in the past, but kind of nail down some of the details, give our thoughts on things and just, you know, stuff you need to know to make your summer, especially your summer Walt Disney World vacation, awesome. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.